Bonjour, ici Richard Maurice. Je suis dans la plan campagne de la Corrèze, un pays bien connu pour l'agriculture, bien sûr, pour l'agriculture des vaches, surtout. Ici, on a très très belle limousine. Mais je suis avec un homme un peu exceptionnel, un homme qui fait quelque chose complètement différent. Il est en agriculture, bien sûr, mais il est en agriculture des crocodiles. C'est Monsieur Dudley Searle. Dudley Searle vient de Zimbabwe. Il est un agriculteur des crocodiles enlevés. Il a une ferme en Zimbabwe, ça s'appelle Pangula Farm, et il l'a fait depuis 22 ans. Bonjour Dudley. Dudley, bonjour. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you very much.
You're here on holiday with friends. You come from Zimbabwe. You were born in South Africa, moved to Zimbabwe when very young.
Yeah, that's right.
And you've lived there many years. Mm. And you went into crocodile farming back in
1990.
Mm. What took you into crocodile farming? Was it easy to do?
Well, we are poultry farmers as well, and it was a good opportunity with all the mortalities and the offal left over from our abattoir.
Donc, ici en France, il y a un grand rockstar, un popstar, Johnny Hallyday, qui a fait un concert de musique tout enveloppé en peau de crocodile. In France, there's the popstar Johnny Hallyday, Dudley. He gave a concert not too long ago, dressed in crocodile from head to toe. He had the boots, he had the trousers, he had the jacket, the shirt. Now, what would that cost?
No, I've got absolutely no idea. I'm really surprised to hear that. But that would be thousands and thousands of dollars if it's top grade skins.
Dudley a dit c'est impossible de dire combien ça coûtera, mais beaucoup des mille des euros, des dollars pour quelque chose comme ça. Finally, Dudley, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
You're here in Corrèze. This is a lovely agricultural region. How does it strike you as a farmer?
Well, my first impression is how neat and tidy everything is. It is very different to the landscape that we have back in Zimbabwe. But probably the most critical difference is, it seems, the work ethic of the individual farmers is fantastic. It's great here that in France, where one or two farmers are doing so much work themselves, where we are dependent on so much labor. So I'm very impressed with how hard individual farmers work or have to work here in order to make a living. It's very impressive.
C'est très impressionnant par les travaux que les agriculteurs en Corrèze font. Ils travaillent beaucoup. C'est un pays beau, bien sûr. Et la qualité des agricultures ici est vraiment impressionnante. Finally, Dudley, thank you very much indeed. Thank you for talking to our listeners on Radio Vicomté. And we wish you all the best for the rest of your holiday here in France.
It's been my pleasure, and thank you very much.
Merci, Dudley.
Radio Vicomté 103.9.